1-800-449-8686. And now, Bill Landry.
Yes, this is Harvey Wyman. I'm an attorney, retired criminal defense attorney. I have a permanent wedge of phlegm jabbed in my throat, and I have bowel problems, and I was created by Phil Henry. Oh, Christ.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. I'm going to go over to Alhambra while we have the caller holding. Alhambra, hello.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good.
Mr. Henry, I wanted to direct your attention to today's Los Angeles Times. The United States Army is introducing a black beret
Okay.
And I wanted to get some commentary on that about the beret.
Didn't see the story, sir. Now, Mike's giving it to me. A small group gathered around Army Lieutenant Colonel Steve Campbell's Pentagon desk as he tried to show on his black beret. Under Army Regulation 61, soaking and shaving the headgear that officially became part of the Army uniform is unauthorized, but that makes... Okay.
Good. Now, this is a branch of the United...
Okay, you'll need to back off the phone.
All right. This is a branch of the United States military, the armed forces of the United States. And the Army regulations state that homosexual personnel, you may not ask if they are homosexual, and they do not have to tell. Now, this was instituted during the Clinton years.
Yes, don't ask, don't tell, homosexuality. How are we going from there?
And they're introducing a beret. You see...
Okay, your point is what? That the beret is somehow betraying the...
In my opinion, the beret betrays the heterosexual values of the Army. A beret? Holy Christ. You know, I was...
Well, look at, sir, you know...
I was in the United States Navy.
The Army has introduced a beret as standard issue for its enlisted people... And that means what? That means...
We've spent the last 8 years trying to keep the homosexual from infiltrating the morale and weakening the morale. And now the Army does an about face, if you will, and introduces some of the fancy gear like a beret. The fancy boy headgear, which...
You think a beret is gay? You think it...
I think it is a very definite statement of the homosexual... lifestyle to which we certainly have heard so much commentary as of late. Now, the other thing that I wanted to say was that I'm a veteran of the military, and I find it very curious that now, with Bush in office, he's promoting this the homosexual wear.
And it's, okay, so the Army has got a beret, and it's the homosexual wear.
That's right. Why say don't ask, don't tell when you have them walking around the way they're dressed in the Greenwich Village and all of the nonsense?
All right. Put this other guy up here, Mike.
Did you say...
No, just hold on. Put the other guy up. Okay. Your name's what?
My name's Lloyd, Phil.
All right. Hold on. And the caller here? Hello?
Yes, Phil, my name's Jeff Taylor. I want to make a comment about...
Hold on for a minute. Everybody back off the phone.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Mr. Henry, my name's Jeff Taylor. I live in Pasadena, California. I really, really had to make a statement about this guy because he's so way off base. You were in the Navy.
That is correct, yes.
All right. I mean, are you telling me... The hats they wear are gay as the day is long? I mean, dude,
you watch where... Oh, well, you dirty...
Hey, that's right, man. How do you like me now? How do you like me now?
You're talking about the United States Navy. I was a veteran of the...
Yeah, but you're criticizing the Army because...
Gentlemen, just comment down a little bit.
You're criticizing the Army because of beret wear.
I find it to be pseudo-queer that the United States Army is...
Well, hold on, man. If you say that,
What about the gay wear of the Navy? And they even wear scarves in their pants. Have you ever, Mr. Henry?
Yes.
Have you ever seen Navy pants?
My brother was in the Navy. He came home with them.
Okay. They have three buttons. You ought to see the way it makes your junk look wearing those pants. And the Navy guys wear them when they go off of the boat to the shore area where there's no water. And they like dudes checking their junk out.
Now, you hold on. I don't know what you mean by junk, but I think you're talking about a man's genitalia.
Can we have this discussion maybe be a bit more genteel in terms of what... You forget about junk, okay?
I'm telling you, Navy pants are junk wear. They're simply junk wear.
What are you talking about, the fancy Army Beret?
The Army Beret? Dude, Airborne's worn it for years. Green Berets, you ever heard of Green Beret? Or are you too busy wearing junk wear to the Hong Kong port of call so you can think...
Hold your horses, hold... Mr. Henry, I was in the Navy, and I never, ever looked at myself in a mirror with the three buttons. Yes, okay, they did make your, they made you look a little more hung than you.
Okay, look at guys, I'm not going to get this discussion off into the area of how sexy Navy pants are, or whether the new Army Beret is gay wear. Now, they got a don't ask, don't tell, and, you know... Maybe that'll help camouflage a few guys. You know, everybody's going to be wearing a beret in the Army now, so how are you going to tell? You can't. I can't tell those guys thank you very much. Give them a cassette. Give them a CD. Tell them to bug off. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.